Hello, this is Amy Tang with Worship Dance Ministries, and this is session one, Covering and Veils, part of Behind the Veil, Using Veils in Prayer and Praise and Devotion. So today, I'm going to talk about veils and covering. A veil is a covering. Women in the Middle East literally cover their faces with veils, protecting them from the harsh sun, covering their beauty from the gaze of men who aren't their husbands, and even concealing their identity to an extent. We can use our veils to cover ourselves when we dance. We can cover a plain garment with a lovely veil. We can wrap a veil around ourselves, giving us a picture of being surrounded and protected by God's love. We can place our veil over others when we pray for them, or brush the veil over people when we dance. Sometimes we may cover the altar with a veil or partially cover the cross with one. Today we're going to look at the word cover in Scripture. We're going to look at as it's used in the Bible and examine when covering is an act of care, love, and extension of grace. And we'll see where to cover something can be a sin that ensnares. All of this we do to consider how we can, when dancing with a veil, better tell God's story, embody His protective love, or dramatically give picture to the kind of covering that ensnares the soul. Just after Adam and Eve sin, they grab fig leaves to cover themselves, and they hide. Genesis 3:10. The Lord calls them out of hiding and replaces their self-made coverings with the skin of animals, covering over their nakedness and shame. If we cover our own sin, we deceive ourselves and others, but the Lord covers our sin when we uncover it before Him. The writer of Proverbs writes, "He who covers his sin will not prosper, but whoever confesses and renounces it finds mercy." That's Proverbs 17:9. To be uncovered before the Lord is a place of safety, a way of enabling us to receive mercy. And yet the Lord doesn't leave us so exposed. The psalmist writes in Psalm 32:1, "Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered." The Hebrew word for cover implies engulfing or overwhelming our sin. It's the same word used to describe the waters that engulfed the Egyptians when they followed the Israelites across the Red Sea. They were completely overwhelmed by the waters, swallowed up by them, and ultimately disappeared beneath them. Similarly, the Lord engulfs and overwhelms our sin, hiding it so that it can no longer be seen. I love these silk veils because of their size and the way they flow. They really give a visual picture of something being engulfed. It could be by mercy or completely covered, like as by the waters of the sea. Another common use of covering is a literal garment, like a cloak that protects from the elements. In Exodus, the people of God are instructed not to take the covering of another person, even if that person owes a debt, because to do so would leave them unprotected from the elements. That's Exodus 22:7. So in this case, a covering protects. Similarly, the Lord says that the one who stays close to the Lord, making his home in the Lord's presence, will be covered by the Lord's feathers. That's Psalm 91:40, a paraphrase. It gives us a physical picture of protection, warmth, and shelter. And we can surely demonstrate this with veils by simply wearing them like a cloak, wrapping them around our bodies, or placing them on the shoulders of another, giving a visual and tactile experience of the Lord's kindness. So to cover something can be an act of deception, our way of convincing ourselves or others that we are something other than we are. Or it can be an act of kindness, support, and forgiveness by another. We're not to hide from the Lord or to cover anything from Him. He Himself is the ultimate coverer. He reserves the right to hide our sin. He covers us to protect, to comfort, to show mercy, and to keep us close. So I have some questions for you to consider answering one or more of them in your journal. So I've listed on the paper some Greek and Hebrew words and the scripture in which these are found. Spend some time reflecting on these verses. Notice how the same word is used in different contexts. Just write what stands out to you. Try simply acting out one or more of the verses with your veil. Write about what images come to mind or feelings arise. search in a Bible concordance or on BibleGateway.com for the word cover or veil and write down some of those references. How do they add to your understanding? More personally, is there anything covered in your life that you want to uncover before the Lord? Is there an area of your life where you feel exposed and you need to experience the Lord's covering? Acknowledge that to Him and ask Him to cover you, thanking Him for His care. Now, I think for the verses, I'm going to let you read them yourself. They're in the file that's there. So those verses are there to study. Feel free to take as long or short on this as you want. This is your study. These verses I have taken from the New International Version of the Bible on Bible Gateway and the Hebrew definitions and words from BibleHub.com. I encourage you to use that. It's a really good tool for getting a deeper understanding of what verses mean and finding out where different verses are. The same Hebrew word is used in different verses, and that will expand your understanding of the meaning of the word. So thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this. I hope it helps you as you study, as you worship, and as you use veils to tell God's stories. God bless you.